This month in the surgery, we've been looking at sleeping difficulties with children's occupational therapist Ellie Clark. And today she has a few tips on what parents can do to make sure their child has the best chance of getting a good night's sleep.
Children with sleep difficulties often require a bespoke sleep programme to fully investigate their own individual needs and circumstances. But general advice is good sleep hygiene. And that's a variety of different practices. So, for example, a good consistent bedtime, and this includes waking your child at the same time, which includes the weekends, unfortunately. But this helps to strengthen our internal body clock, and this regulates when we are more sleepy and when we are alert. Importantly, no screens at least an hour before bedtime. Research has shown that the use of screens can inhibit the produce of melatonin, which is the hormone of sleep that our bodies produce when it is dark. Also consider the bedroom environment. It should be a relaxing, welcoming place. It shouldn't be too hot and decorated in neutral, calming colours. Consider any posters. Are they too stimulating or scary when the room is dark? Think about the mattress. When was the last time the mattress was changed? And I also encourage parents to actually consider their child's bedroom. Lie on the bed, look at it from the child's point of view. Is there anything that might be a little bit scary at night, even down to the dressing gown hanging up on a hook on a door? It can all be perceived differently by the child in the dark.
You can find more information on the Rutland Information Services website, which is ris.rutland.gov.uk.